Moms are coming to you from your favorite neighborhood, MILF Estates, where we are eagerly awaiting news on Jason Kelce. And as we have been waiting to hear what's going on, we've had some technical difficulties, and then we kind of actually know now what is happening. But we'll get to that in a little bit, especially since Annabelle's wearing her Kelce Bowl shirt.
I wore my Kelce shirt in honor of Jason. Y'all can be annoyed about Travis overexposure. I am too. But Jason Kelce, that's a good man.
Giving our love to Jason. Yeah. So you can listen to our podcast on Apple or Spotify, or you can find us at irrationalmoms.com. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a message and a question. Also, we have a live coming up this Friday, March 8th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. So log on, because it will be very interactive. If you've ever been on some of our lives, we have a lot of fun, right, girls?
Yeah. Yes. And we get to drink because it's Friday night, like happy hour. Yeah. So, you know.
Bring your favorite cocktail. Yeah. and just we'll have snacks.
Yes.
I'm going to have snacks too, because it's Friday night.
Yes.
Okay. Safe for work questions only, guys. It's YouTube, remember? Yes. Family friendly.
Yes. Yes. All right. So coming up, we do have a fan question. We also have an irrational moms topic, but which is more like, what the F is wrong with people? that's the thing I want to talk about this topic, but it also goes back to like, are you being irrational too? Right. Also we want to discuss basically the update. Annabelle's going to get us an update on the MLB uniforms. And we want to talk about Caleb Williams, because that's kind of a hot topic right now, especially with, the draft coming up. And also we do have some breaking news about about Jason Kelce. So maybe we should, do we want to do breaking news first, or do we want to get into I think we should do your snack first.
Let's get into the snack.
Yeah, the snack looks amazing, and it's all like she made it from scratch, and I'm on this 72-hour fast. I'm trying to, and you're going to eat in front of me, and I'm going to die right now.
I don't know how you're doing. So what? Oh, I need to ask, is it like you just get to have juice or something? Or like?
Coffee, tea, and sparkling water are water only.
Like, your body needs energy. I don't understand this.
I have electrolyte powder that you can put in for electrolytes. Well, but honestly, it's a lot of it is, it's, I'm trying to reset like a lot of my like, you know, bacteria, and it's good for like all your cells, because what your body does is when you go into a prolonged fast, it basically like takes, your body will take and start eating away like at all the damaged cells, like if cancer cells, like all the bad cells, and it will just kind of regenerate itself. So it actually makes you stay
provided you have younger. A healthy immune system. If you have an autoimmune disease like me, when you fast, it starts eating all your healthy cells too, and it's not very good.
Well, I don't know about that, but I just know about like there's a lot of health benefits.
Oh, I do. That's why I'm saying it. It doesn't work for everyone.
Doesn't work for everybody. No, it doesn't. So,
I don't know if I have a healthy immune system or not. I think I have a pretty healthy immune system. Yeah. I don't know that I could fast. I may hurt somebody, and that's just not my style.
No, honestly, once you get past 20 hours, it's pretty easy.
I'm pretty sure Trish does not need to fast.
She does not need to fast.
I don't think it'd be good neither for her
does,
mentally.
Neither does Poindexter. She's no, super I know, but fit. She's, I'm like jealous.
Oh.
It's a mental thing for her.
It's more of a health thing right now, because I'm just trying to be like more healthy this year. Like, you know, that's all. Yeah. Just a health. It's more I feel of that. A health.
Well, I'm going to eat this. I'm going to dedicate this snack of the week to Poindexter because she does not get to eat. So I have made a peanut butter and jelly French toast. Looks so good. It's still hot. And I saw this and I was like, I need to try this. But I put powdered sugar on it, and I got like, I don't know, I did like the whole eggs and cream.
So you make a sandwich and you drop it in the batter, right? Is that what you do?
You drop it in like, it's like an egg wash, basically. You put a little milk in there, a little vanilla.
Right, like the French toast
batter. A little cinnamon. Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's basically it. And that's what we're going to try. It was pretty hot earlier, so I'm glad. It's still warm, but it did cool down a little bit, which is probably good.
That looks so good. Is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to make that for my kids, I think, this weekend. And you have Texas toast, too.
Yeah, I did get, like, I mean, I have to have it with a thicker toast. Like, I don't like soggy bread. So if you try and use regular bread, usually, for French toast, it's soggy.
I like to use really thick brioche. It's already eggy, too.
Yeah. I think this actually is kind of a brioche bread, so maybe that's why it's so good.
That looks really good. Mm-hmm. Is it crunchy peanut butter or do we have smooth peanut butter?
Just
peanut butter.
Stop it with the crunchy ass peanut butter. Nobody wants that. It's terrible.
I like crunchy. I like things that are crunchy.
No, it's already dry in the mouth. I don't need no. If I want to eat peanuts, I'm going to eat a handful of peanuts. If I want to eat peanut butter, I mean peanut butter. I don't need no chunks of stuff in my PB&J.
Oh no, yes. I want it chunky. Hey, Annabelle, what's going on with your technology over there? You're having to hold the phone up to your ear.
I was listening to the Jason Kelce press conference, but all it was the NFL. I thought it was the press conference live, but it was just the NFL playing him crying on a loop.
Oh my god. Like,
okay, so we can let's do our breaking news
announcement.
Yes, so he's retiring.
which we knew because, yes. And let me say this. I feel like I'm on a mission to anger the Swifties. Not really, but like, okay, so for days, and I don't see this on purpose again, things are served to me, all of us, without our desire. The Swifties lose their mind because Travis Kelce happens to not be in, I don't know, Singapore or wherever Taylor is. Mm-hmm. He's in Philly with his brother because he's retiring from a legendary NFL career. So, but of course they don't know this because we don't know everything about celebrities' lives. We only know what they show us. So the narrative has been he doesn't love her. It's not a serious relationship. It's like a fake relationship. Now that still may be the case, but, or like he's just a horrible boyfriend because he's not in Singapore. But like, y'all, he's with his family. Why are y'all so crazy that you think all of these things mean something? Like, as if the entire world.
But also, how many of those tours does he need to, like, how many shows does he need to go to? It's the same freaking show. Like,
he doesn't.
All of them, apparently, if you're a crazy ass Swiftie.
Well, I mean, that's like if you, would you, even if they were married, you wouldn't want to be with your husband all the time.
And you would want your man to be a good family member and support his family. Like, that's a good quality in a person. I mean, we can talk about negative traits about Travis if we want, but I won't because I don't give it. But I just think it's crazy to think like, oh, he's supporting his family. That means he's a bad boyfriend. Are you insane? This family has always been there to support each other. This is so crazy. I cannot even wrap my head around it.
Okay, but can we, I totally agree with everything you just said, but going back to Jason, now on that the angry. Eagles, like in the NFL, like site, it shows him just crying. And I'm like, listen, can we give the man some, he's played a legendary career in the NFL, but can you just say like, hey, I'm retiring, and then stop it. We don't need to see him crying. I mean, Jason, put your big girl panties on because I don't want to see you crying either. You're a grown man.
I think you're missing the point. He's okay with this. He's always been a man that's not afraid to show his emotions. And as much as, like, I don't care about seeing him cry, I don't think there's anything wrong with, like, toxic masculinity culture seeing an actual man, the manliest man ever. This man, like, doesn't even take showers and he looks like a caveman or doesn't use soap. Like,
and that's gross. It's gross.
It is gross. But my point is, he's about the manliest man you can get, and he will show emotion with no problem. He will, like, openly love his family with no problem.
Okay, that's
like,
fine. That's fine. I don't need to see a man crying on television or on social media.
I don't, but that's what he's putting out there. That's not the NFL. He's doing that. He knew he would. He's always cried in his speeches. So, I don't know. I guess I'm okay with it because I think it's not a bad thing to see a man. Not that I want my man crying at home, but I don't think it's a bad thing to see a man showing emotion in like a healthy way is my point. Because think about how fucked up our social media culture is. I'm sorry, Matt, you're going to have to probably beep out a lot of F-bombs today. But I just think it's like, why should we? It's good that we can say you can have emotions and still be a manly man. You're not just a, you know what, if you show emotion. That's all I'm saying.
No, I agree with that, but it's like, okay, you show it.
Like, not constantly,
and then,
like, over
but we don't need to see it. Like, I don't need to, like, that's all. I want to see, like, hey, I want to talk to, I want to see, like, what I want the NFL or the Eagles to put out there on social media is, like, his talk. And then maybe he's crying a little bit, but not, like, we don't need to have, like, a repeat, and it's just all him just breaking down crying, right? I mean, it's like, we know that he's going to be overly emotional about this because it's his career. It's just, what's the thing he loves. I mean,
you can just fast forward through it now that it's not live anymore. Just, you know, scrub past, you know. I just didn't really know because I was trying to focus on this, get my computer working. And
I want to know what, like, he's
Why is that? Why is it just the same thing? Him saying, him crying and saying, this isn't starting out well.
No,
like,
God.
Over and over. And then I realized,
is it like,
oh, it's
ugly girl crying? I want to know that. Like the snot's coming down. And
I don't know. I was just listening. I wasn't really looking, but I did see that he has on like a sleeveless shirt. So I love that he is fully committed to being 100% himself. He didn't get dressed up for this press conference. He just went in his fucking workout shirt.
Well, you know, he's either going to become a sports commentator and make a ton of money, he's going to be a coach somewhere. Or he's probably going to do both.
He's going in the media. Probably, but I would say both, but he's fully leaning into the media thing. And I think he's so good at it that it just makes sense that he would do that, you know?
Oh, he's so much better than Travis when it comes to the media. He's much more entertaining. Yeah. Right. And people like him. He's likable.
He is really likable.
And I love listening to him. Like, I love his voice. And, he's a very likable person.
Absolutely.
What do you think? What do you think, Tris? Okay, you keep going, and Tris and I will talk. What do you think about men crying on television?
On one hand, I do really agree with a lot of things that Annabelle says, because there's this whole thing that, like, men aren't allowed to be emotional, so they hold it all in, and then I think that causes a lot of issues. But I just think the highlighting
We've been dealing with technical difficulties this morning. Not on my end today, thank you. On Annabelle's end. Now she's having a hot flash. All right. So we have a fan question that we need to get to. And the fan wants to know, if we could be good at only one sport, what would it be? Tris, what would your sport be?
Okay. So, and you guys maybe might guess, maybe. I don't know. Anyways, I was told that some people may not consider this a sport. And I'm like, okay, well, I understand, but also I don't care. So, I always wanted to be like Jeanette Lee, the Black Widow, playing pool. Do you know what I'm talking about? Jeanette Lee, she's got like long black hair and she's just kick ass at pool. And I used to play all the time. No, she's like a professional pool player. Yeah.
Nice.
But I used to play every day, literally every single day for years. And I thought I was going to be professional, and then I got pregnant and I stopped going to the bar all the time. So
which actually goes into my next subject after this. I mean, that's actually really good. Well, mine's a little bit similar. If I could have one sport, I don't even know if it's a sport either. I'd be a professional poker player.
Neither of
those. I'm such a bad liar.
Make money
I
on
it.
That, and you're
you can
there.
Make money on podcasting. That's not a sport.
Well, I don't know. I would say because there's a lot of strategy to playing like Texas Hold'em.
I'm
and
not
stuff
saying
like that.
They're not like skills and stuff, but they're still not sports.
Aren't they on like ESPN or something? I don't know.
Yeah, the Ocho ESPN.
You ain't even moving your body in poker. That is not a sport.
But you're moving your brain.
You're moving your brain in all kinds of jobs. That's not a
any
sport.
Movement. Annabelle could be a tale of what your cards hold. Okay,
not a sport.
So no,
right?
You don't
yes.
move.
And you have to have like a poker face.
I want to do.
I'm with you.
I'm going to do a fan poll. Is pool a sport? Is
yeah, I'm down for that. I'm sure we're going to get some mixed reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. What? We'll do that on Twitter?
I mean, if these guys don't think cheerleading is a sport and they think that poker is a sport, then that says a lot about them.
I mean, I think cheerleading is pretty... I think
it is a sport. I'm not suggesting it isn't. I'm saying there's a lot of men that will yell it's not a sport. But if they think poker, which is something they enjoy, is a sport, then that'll be funny to me.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started on cheerleading, because, like, cheerleading, these little – it's like the new, like, pageant mom thing right now.
Yeah,
with cheerleading,
for sure.
Right? You have these little girls that are really little, and they dress them up in a ton of makeup, put their hair all, like – and they put them in these little outfits, parade them around, and they're bouncing around, and they're dancing, like, very provocatively.
Yep.
And I'm like – That's okay. You're okay with your daughter, like, basically grinding out, like, on stage, looking like she's a teenager or a young adult with all that makeup on, and I'm scandalous. Oh, right. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah. I got no good things to say about that culture. I don't think that's healthy for kids at all. And I know a lot of former cheerleaders who were, like, competitive or did it in college who are like, we're not letting our girls do this. It's too effed up.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I mean, I think any of the sports like that, like gymnastics, there's a lot of sports, dancing, where what comes with it is just such an unhealthy culture, like eating disorders and all kinds
of. Oh, yeah. That's definitely gymnastics, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I was always in like super normal mainstream sports. So I don't even, you know, I haven't done any of those things.
Yeah, me. Like, I was a tomboy. I played softball. I was the catcher.
I was a band nerd. We didn't do anything bad.
That's right. You sat in the bus and in
band nerds are fun.
And went to band camp.
Exactly.
Super fun.
You can catch all of that information on one of our previous podcasts too, where Tris talks all about going to band camp and what happens at band camp.
It's very true.
Yep.
Watch your children.
Okay, true. Annabelle, what would be your one sport?
I kind of want to say kickboxing. Like, I played basketball, softball, I high jumped, and soccer. I was a soccer goalie. And I was like good enough at those, not like good enough to do anything with it, but I would love to just be able to kick the shit out of stuff when I'm in a bad mood and be like, and not hurt myself. Like, because, you know, I have like the early olds and I got rheumatoid arthritis and stuff. So if I could like properly like box and kickbox, I think that would be amazing. I would love to be good at that.
Oh my gosh.
Can we just take her to one of those rage rooms, please?
No, because even my trainer was like, I'm afraid you're going to hurt yourself because you'll be like swinging an axe and you'll throw your back. I mean, I threw my back out folding laundry. Like, I leaned over like that to pick up a piece of laundry and threw my back out. So this is what I'm saying. I wish I could be good at like something violent without hurting myself.
So our irrational mom topic, I have so many irrational mom topics right now in my head that I want to talk about, but I think we could totally get off subject because the things that we've been talking about just now, like the cheerleaders, right? Talking about that mom on Instagram who puts up accounts for her children, teenage daughter, right? And then she gets all of these
gymnastics influencer moms.
Oh yes, I mean we could go so, but let's stay with our topic and we'll add those for another day. So, there is a disturbing video going around online that shows teenagers sucking and licking each other's toes.
So and gross.
I just am just like, what the F is wrong with people? And how irrational are you that you think that that's okay? And you're videotaping that and sticking it online.
That's gross. There's so many creepy dudes that have whatever their fetish
foot fetishes?
That could a foot fetish, child fetish, all these other things that are just like, ooh, love this video.
What
that's
about
so disgusting.
The kid that's licking somebody's toes. I'm going to smack my kid in the freaking face.
Like, do you not have any common sense?
You're laying on a gym floor licking someone's feet. Are you fucking kidding me?
In front
absolutely
of the
not
school.
Not.
Like,
no.
I'm not kissing you.
Adults? Aren't adults like partaking in this with the children?
I'm pretty sure that adults are partaking. I saw some like mixed back and forth where some lady tried to put out there like there were no teachers involved, and it turned out that there were teachers and stuff involved, and they're like proud of it. They're like, yeah, we did this to raise money and everybody volunteered. I'm like, it doesn't matter if they volunteer. Like, that's disgusting.
Right.
And
is there nothing else you can think to do that's fun? Like, do
exactly.
You have no imagination? The only thing you could think to do was to lick peanut butter off toes. I can't think of a grosser thing to even
crunchy?
Lick off a toe.
Crunchy peanut butter?
Don't you take this peanut butter and jelly sandwich, dang it. I didn't even
See?
Think about that.
Oh, that's why it tied in. I was wondering how what she was saying tied into your topic.
It didn't. It didn't. But I mean, now that you
I'm
said
still
that, I'm
going to finish on that. That's gross.
I'm not going to really not eat, but I'm kind of grossed out.
I mean, I just want to know, is it crunchy or smooth peanut butter?
Oh, yuck. Smooth
I think this
peanut
is.
Butter.
I think that's the only case where I'd want it to be crunchy because that would mask what else might be in the peanut butter, like hairs from your toes. Like,
it's crunchy. Who knows what this
is? I mean, are they washing their feet before they put peanut butter on them?
They're high school kids.
So gross.
Probably not. Like, I had a bunch of kids here this weekend. There was no games or anything. So I had a kid staying here all weekend. And I'm like, there's like a bunch of kids. They sleep however. They're piled up. They don't care. It's like, have any of y'all showered? This room stinks. Like, they do not care. So I bet nobody washed their toes first.
Ugh, yuck. That's so gross.
Yuck.
Those teachers should be fired.
They should.
The kids are idiots, and they deserve all their privileges taken away, especially technology, because that is just ridiculous. Like, oh, you want your minute of fame for licking toes on the internet? Good job.
Right? People get paid big money for that, and you just put it out there for free.
Right.
Good job.
Right. You're underage, so you can't go on OnlyFans. So you're going to, what, you're going to do it on the gym floor?
Yeah. Yuck.
Like you said, there's other ways to raise money. You could do a car wash, which is a traditional like way of like, you know, put the cheerleaders out there.
Sell some Christmas wrapping paper. Like, come on, guys.
Right.
Run some laps. Like, there's so many things you can do. Right. Yeah. There's so many things you can
sell. Sell some Otis Spunkenmeyer. Is that what he's called? Those cookies are legit. I have two cases of some white chocolate cranberry ones coming from somewhere in Alabama. Okay, so I'll buy.
Out of his chair laughing. Right now.
Speaking of that, Tris, I ordered 12 boxes of Girl Scout cookies that got delivered. Because
so are
you know,
these for after the fast? Then you get to just go ham on some.
No, they're for my kids. Like last year, I only ordered like 8 boxes, and the neighborhood girl the mom texted me and she was like, my daughter wants to know, like, why did you not order more? This is not enough cookies for your sons. And I was like, oh yeah, you're right. I'm like, well, can I add to that order? Cause she knew like,
kind of rude, they eat.
Look at that mom being proactive, getting that extra sale.
It was the daughter knew because they always, when they have parties, they bring over all the leftover pizza to the house. Cause they're like, we know you have all boys, teenage boys, and they're going to want to eat it. So she knows like these kids eat.
My daughter asked me last night, she's like, oh, we need to buy some cookies from, she said her friend. She's like, how many can I buy? I'm like, I don't know how many we eat, like 4 boxes. She goes, well, she has 147 boxes. I'm like, well, that is not our problem. You can buy 6 boxes.
How many
I
boxes?
Do not like 6. I don't like Girl Scout cookies. And, you know, my son will eat more sweets than my daughter, but it's like they're both athletes and training a lot. And so I really try to get them to eat. You know, they can definitely have treats, but they need lots of nutrients and healthy food too. So, you know, I'm like eating a box of cookies. You can do that for one day, but most of the time they need a lot of calories that are good calories, you know?
Mm-hmm. This is why I balance my day with eggs and avocado for breakfast and that good stuff. And then I get to have peanut butter and jelly French toast for lunch.
But you know, that's not even bad for you because it's just a PB&J. All you did was add some egg, which is protein.
It's true.
And then you add a little sugar, but it's really not that bad.
I like
bad.
The way you think. It's true.
Did you add butter to the top of it before you put the...
So I put butter in the pan regardless.
Yeah, you gotta cook it in the butter in the pan.
Yeah, you want that little, like it to get that little crisp on the outside. That's kind of sweet.
Oh my god. Okay. So my other thing I wanted to talk about are what's up with people bringing their babies to a bar?
Yeah.
When I I sent that video, I was like watching it and it was just went viral. It was suggested to me and I'm like, this lady's telling this mom like, get out of the bar with your baby because baby's crying. She's like, well, we're leaving. We're paying our bill. It's like, you're an idiot. Get out of here. And most people are like, yeah, that mom's an idiot. And some people are like, well, that lady shouldn't have been so rude to her. But I'm sorry if it's 10:30 at night and I'm in an adult space and there's a baby crying, get that baby out of there. There's no babies in a non-baby space if the baby's crying. If your baby's sleeping and you got it all wrapped up, who cares? Nobody cares that your baby's there.
Exactly.
But the second that baby starts crying, get him out, take him, put him to bed.
Oh, I agree with you. That's late. But I will say I have been guilty of taking my baby to a winery in Napa.
Yeah, but when your baby started crying, your husband took him out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Also, that makes it okay. Also, it was daytime. Daytime is more acceptable to have your babies out. Now, if you're in a fine dining place or something, no. If your baby makes a noise, it has to go. But, I mean, you're in a – that. I mean, because I remember – I mean, I vaguely remember that day. We had – it was like the first time – oh, there we go.
There we go. Yes.
Should we be quiet while you play for a second?
I mean, you're 22. Get out.
I'm 27.
And get your baby out of a bar.
Right? Listen to that baby screaming. That baby wants to go home.
Why would you do this?
He's having fun.
No, he's not.
He's having fun.
You're an idiot.
See, I would be that mom. Like, get your baby. You're a bad parent.
And then this lady's got a butt in.
Yeah, I don't like this Karen that walks up. Like,
because she's like acting like the woman's gonna assault her. You have a baby in a bar.
She's gonna leave.
Right.
You need to leave. You're gonna call the police.
They're bothering you.
You need to leave. It's not your bar.
We're gonna call the police on that woman with her baby in a bar at 10:30 at night.
So, I mean,
that baby's not having fun.
No, you know, I am I get taking, like, if you have your first baby, right, and you're taking your baby with you. But I was always, even when after third, as or three babies, none of my children, like, if they started crying, it was like, we're out. Someone has to take that baby out of the restaurant. We cannot be in here, or I'm not going to take my baby to a nice, fine, like, fine dining restaurant at all.
Right.
But you just have to be aware, right? And it's like, and why would your baby want to, I mean, why would you be at a bar drinking alcohol with your baby?
I think, like, for the bar, like the bar versus restaurant, like, I understand the restaurant part of it. And like I was saying, I have taken my oldest when he was a baby, because he slept all day. I could take him. But the second he started crying, you take them out. It's the people that, number one, if it's a bar, they're typically, you could smoke in a bar. Like, you shouldn't have your baby around that situation, around people getting intoxicated. Yeah. Like, there's literally no reason. Either get a babysitter or don't go, or go to a different place. But I think
people just, little bit, then leave when it's late at night. Like, you don't get to hang out all night like you might have before.
Exactly.
But also, I would want to know, like, more context behind this. Were they there to watch, like, was it a game, like a football game? And that's when it was. They were there watching the game, and the baby was sleeping, and then the baby started crying, and the lady, like, lost her shit. I mean, there's so much more to the story, right? Like, or
but I don't
she,
care, though. If your baby cries, get it the fuck out of the bar.
But then she could have, I mean, the baby could have just started crying, right? And she was trying to pay and then get out.
But,
and
like,
the lady,
if
like,
they're
came up
paying,
to her. You just don't know.
If they're paying, why would she not have been like, okay, you guys, while you're taking care of this, I'm going to get the baby out of here.
Exactly.
Because it causes, the baby can feel your stress. Like, you guys know that as moms. Yeah. Like, you get stressed, it's hard to calm the baby down. So you can feel the eyes of everyone else in the restaurant being like, I wish this crazy biatch would shut that baby up. Like, not like,
exactly.
You know, not in a bad way, but it just,
right.
It causes all this extra stress. You're not going to calm that baby down in the restaurant.
Honestly, and I don't think that woman, people don't usually flip out and say something until it's been going on a minute. Like, the first peep of a baby, nobody's yelling, but that baby, I bet, had been crying for a while. And I'm sorry, be like, here's my card. I'm going to step out with a baby. Zero servers, zero friends that are with you. No one minds that. Everyone is okay with that. Like, I'm sorry, but I have been, you know, I didn't take my second kid anywhere because she cried all the time. So we couldn't go to places like I could with my first. And that sucked for me. But that was just the reality, because I chose to have babies. And, you know, when we took your baby to that winery, I mean, the only time he really lost it and cried a bunch was when we were driving home and no one could feed him. Because all the breast milk was poisoned.
Yes, he wouldn't take a bottle. I mean, you know what? So, all you new moms out there, when your baby won't take a bottle, when they get hungry enough, they will take a bottle.
But they just might scream for a while first. So.
And it's okay. They're not going to starve.
Right.
They'll eventually be fine.
Because he was probably like 3 months old or something then, don't you think?
Yeah, he was. And
he wasn't a newborn.
No, he wasn't a newborn, newborn. And no, and he was like, he was a totally chill baby until we got in the car. But like, yeah.
I
but
mean,
even,
can you blame him? Who wants a bottle when you could get it from Poindexter Booby? Why? Who are you helping there?
I
agree with him.
Yeah, I mean, all the kids actually had to be like, you know, they were all like breastfed for like a year. But I mean, like, when I would go to work, they had to learn how to take a bottle. This one, I was like, I'm not going to go back to work. So you can just, you know, and then, but he just needed to learn how to take a bottle. And he did. After crying for a couple hours and me crying because I felt like a bad mom of like, I can't feed this baby. And that was, never going to drink again was the famous last words out of my mouth.
Right.
I always love that. Like, you know, when because they used to sell, and they probably still sell like these strips for breast milk to see if there's alcohol.
Yeah,
in them. I'm
test strips.
If you have to test your breast milk, then just assume there's alcohol.
You know it. Just you know your breast milk.
Or like when you are you, you are you smell the alcohol in there, right?
Right.
You're like,
oh my god,
yes.
You know that if I need to test it, I'm just gonna go ahead and dump it and use some formula or some frozen milk because I know this isn't gonna work.
Yes. If you can, if you have to test, then just assume that you don't. Just dump it.
Exactly. The best way for like a new nursing mom to drink is obviously not in excess, but if you have a drink while you're breastfeeding, right? People think that, oh, that's trashy. No, it's smart because while you're breastfeeding, they're not getting any booze yet. And then by the time you're going to feed again, if you only have one drink, it will have metabolized. So, you know, you can drink slowly like that. And that's the best way to do it.
Well, my pediatrician always told me, he's like, especially when I was a first time mom, like, it's okay to have like one drink and breastfeed. Like, it's
two drinks.
But okay, two drinks.
You can have two.
But he was just like, hey, I know you're a mom, first time mom, you're going to be stressed out, but it's okay. It's not going to affect the baby.
Well, and some encourage beer, because some people say that encourages milk production. I don't like beer, so I'm not sure, but I've heard that for years.
I did that with Guinness to get like,
did the you? First did, it, yeah. did it help, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it's fine. I don't know if that was the beer or if it was just, you know, Mother Nature, like,
yeah.
right. taking care of business. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's probably some studies behind that. So, yeah. So anyways, yeah. Switching topics, let's go over to some sports and what's going on with the MLB and their uniforms. Annabelle?
I don't know really what's going on. I mean, I just saw this article that it sounds like Michael Rubin, who's the, I don't know if he's the owner or CEO of Fanatics. He's the guy that, he's like a short guy, right? So everything else makes sense if you know this. Like, he's a short millionaire or billionaire, and he hosts all these like fancy ass parties for athletes and celebrities. And it's like, oh, that guy's just overcompensating. Like, you can take one look at him and you know he's overcompensating.
Napoleon complex.
Exactly. And that's totally fine. But he's like crying, I guess, because he's upset because his company is taking flack for what Nike should be taking flack for. Now, I have no idea who should really be getting flack here. I don't know. I don't really even care. All I know is that those uniforms are trash and both companies should be ashamed of themselves is what I think.
Yeah, take that.
And I'm sorry, but if you're responsible for putting out a bad product, why are you surprised that people are upset about it? That's weird to me.
Right.
Yes.
Like, those are the kinds of outfits you'd wear for like a wet t-shirt contest that you're putting on in Panama City spring break after like a volleyball match or something. Like, that's where
I'd be okay with a wet pant contest for.
Oh, I would, I'm not mad about the uniforms at all. I mean, we're not buying any jerseys this year because they're garbage. I'm not going to spend whatever absurd price they're charging for jerseys. But I'm not going to be mad at, like, watching the players. And maybe I could get Poindexter to go to some more baseball games this year.
I am. Sign me up. Send me the list of all the home games. Especially when it's really hot and humid. They're sweating. Yep. Oh, jeez.
We got to get the field level seats.
Men were worse than women.
No, women are worse.
Yeah. Every time I see like a gray sweatpant, like thirst trap of a guy or something, the comments are absolutely hysterical. It's always women like, I have no idea what just happened. Or like when they stitch the videos, it's hysterical.
We are the worst. Okay, so Tris, let's go over to the Caleb Williams. I don't want to say scandal, but like, I guess it's more of just like the gossip that's going around about.
Well, I think the way to think about it is like attention seeking and kind of problematic. And Marvin Harrison Jr. is also problematic in some ways. And anyway, I was just going to say to sort of classify it is like, you're just looking for attention in the wrong ways, I think. And your view of yourself is way,
I think, problematic is a good, that's a good term for it. Like, you don't want to go into a team that people don't have that connection with you, and you're being a little bit of a diva. All these guys are already working their butts off. Like, it just makes you look bad. And then somebody, I don't forget which sports page, posted like that he stayed the latest after the combine and was like thanking everybody, and everybody in the comments is like, yeah, because he made himself look like a douchebag and now he's trying to like look like a good guy. But I think people are already getting a bad taste in their mouth. It's hard to change that. So I don't know him personally, obviously. I don't know what kind of person he is. I just think for you to come in and act like you deserve to pick where you go is, you know, I don't know, it's kind of messed up.
Well, and I would say a lot of the blame for that, for Caleb's behavior and also Marvin Harrison Jr., is their fathers.
Yeah.
Because Caleb's father has clearly been the driving force in a lot of this. His dad is the one that has said all these different things throughout the last 2 years.
Right? I was like, oh my God.
That people are like, what? Like asking, saying he wants to be part owner of a team, which first of all, it's not even allowed. So like the hubris that allows you to say something like that is wild. Plus, like we all know, we have no idea how somebody's going to be in the league. They could be the best college player ever, and you still don't know what they're going to be like in the NFL. I mean, how many guys are late round picks and are amazing? And how many busts have there been out of top 10 picks? I mean, you just don't know. And then like with Marvin Harrison Jr., his dad played in the league for like 13 years. So like, dude, how are you acting like this about your own child when you played in the NFL? Like, you have experience at this. Get him a good agent and back the fuck off is what you need to do. And not be out there poisoning things for your children. Because, I mean, these players, Caleb Williams is a great football player. And so is Marvin Harrison Jr. You don't need to be artificially inflating their ego more and giving them these crazy expectations when they still haven't proved themselves in any way in the NFL. Right.
So we were talking about that like prior to the fact that like you look at like Tom Brady and Brock Purdy, right? They were like last round draft picks, right? And they were amazing. And then you have, like you were saying before, you have people that go top five, top 10, and then they don't ever do anything. So you don't know. And Tristan and I were talking about this too before you joined. You don't know what's going to happen once you get under the pressure, and then you're going to be a rookie. And you've got to prove yourself to these teams. You can't just come in thinking that, like you said, I'm a diva, because what you're going to do is you're going to turn everybody off on the team, and they're just going to hate you. And they're going to think like, oh, you think you're better than us. And you haven't even proven yourself.
Exactly. And you're going to have veterans that need to see you as a leader still, because that's what the quarterback is expected to be. So why are you going in with this attitude? And it still remains to be seen, like, how much of this is Caleb and how much is his father? Like, I don't really know. I understand when he says, I'm not doing a medical assessment with every team, because it's not like you do one medical at the combine and everyone gets it. You're meeting with 32 teams doctors. So I understand when he says, I'm not going to spend time doing this for teams that aren't going to pick me. And I'm only going to do it with the teams I meet with. And he's only going to meet with teams that realistically are going to draft him. Like, I do understand that. But I think, because why waste time? He's not going to fall out of the top 10. So why is he going to meet with teams that are not really interested in him? Because if someone outside the top 10 wants to get him, they have to trade up. And I honestly don't see anyone being willing to give up that spot if they really want him. So I'm like, why would he waste his time with that? It makes sense to me. It's practical. However, there's ways to go about things that don't make you look like a douche. And I don't think he's succeeding at that at all.
It would be funny if he didn't even get drafted.
Well, I think he would be happy. I think he would rather go undrafted and not play for a year and then sign as an undrafted free agent with the best team, because he doesn't want it. Now, here's the other thing where I sympathize with him. If you're one of the best players in the draft, you're going to go to a team. That's how it works. And some guys overcome that and do fine. And some guys, who their career never takes off. I mean, I've seen a lot of interesting threads lately where they talk about, like, what's the player that, like, if they'd gone to a good team, could have had a different career. And there's so many guys. I mean, even Justin Fields is like a great current day example, because he went to a garbage disaster of a team and his career's been garbage so far. I mean, we don't know what would happen if he was playing on a good team, but we know that it can really screw up your career to go to one of those bad teams. And so I understand the desire to not have that, but at the same time, like, that is kind of how it works, you know?
I mean, if not, you're going to have all these like dynasty teams that nobody wants to continue to see over and over and over again. Like, everybody should have a chance to get good players.
Right.
And if you'd had any other way, then it just wouldn't work out in a fair, balanced way.
But then think about it, though. Think about the Bears. There's been a lot of talk that they might still take Caleb. They've done nothing to make themselves better. They continue to be a dumpster fire of organization. So if it's like some teams having some parity or a chance at parity helps them and they get behind it and they grow around their new quarterback and they get better. But then some teams just Then some teams just continue to be a shit show. So it's like, I don't want to go to the Bears if I'm Justin Fields. I don't want to go to the Cardinals either if I'm Justin Fields. Like,
but then they should have better regulations. Like the producer was talking about with the 49ers, and like somebody got a concussion because the doctors on the team didn't like keep him out from playing. And it's like, mm-hmm. Okay, but that's on the staff, like the other staffers and the coaches and things like that, to be paying attention to those things. And know what's going on. Like, I don't know. There should be some like regulations that you have to be constantly like making an effort to do better things in certain areas. I don't know.
But But then it's like, well, what would the regulations be? Like, how can you make a team do better? You know what I mean? Like, some teams try. I think, like, the Lions are finally trying to be a good team, right? And then look at, like, the Panthers. The Panthers have been a disaster. And then they got – wait, not – no, that's not who – oh, the Jaguars. The Panthers are still a disaster. That's another team that's still a disaster. They got Bryce Young, and they're still a disaster. Then you look at, like, the Jags. They weren't good. They got Trevor Lawrence – who is a great quarterback or was, and it feels like they're trying to do something to give him the pieces to be successful. So I don't know how you get, I mean, the Lions have been bad for how many years? Like 100. So like, how do you get a team that's never been good to try to be good? The Bears have been good before. So it's like, how do you get them to be motivated to be better? I don't know. But I know if it was me, I wouldn't want to go to those teams. So I understand with it, but I also think it's very diva behavior. Like, you're 20, you're early 20s, and you're going to go to a team acting like a cocky little punk.
It's just going to be hard for him to connect with his team. That's all, like, in my mind. I'm like, they're not going to see you as a leader. They're going to see you as somebody who just cared about how much money they were going to get. And
they didn't want to come to your team. Like, how do you feel? I mean, I'm sure that happens to a lot of guys. They go to teams they don't want. But how do you – but most of them are humble enough and smart enough to know, like, well, I'm going to be thankful for this because I'm still playing in the NFL and this is a great career. And if you're a top draft pick, even if you're on a bad team, you are making decent money in your rookie contract. So, you know, it's the guys that don't go in the beginning. They make nothing. But, you know, if you're still going to make some money. So I think that there's just like no humility or nobody's being humble anymore. It's all just like me.
Right.
And you need a lot of people on your team to buy in to have a good team.
And I also wonder, does the changes to the NIL actually like make these kids have a bigger ego than they should have? Because they're getting money now, right? And they're getting these brand deals. And so they're coming out thinking like, oh, I have this ego. Oh, I deserve to have more money and I deserve to have this clout, when it's like you haven't even proved yourself. So I wonder if like we're creating this like almost perfect storm for these kids to just have these unrealistic expectations of like what they think they should have.
Yep. I think that's a good point, because look at guys coming out of high school kids thinking they need to get a couple $1 million in NIL money.
Right.
It's like, but you haven't done anything in college yet.
Yep.
One thing that ticked off like Nick Saban, because he's like, these high school kids wanting money just to like consider. I'm like,
Like, once you're
there, so entitled, man.
It's crazy. But once you're there and you're good, you're earning the school money and your face is out there. So I believe that it's fair for you to get some money, but you haven't done anything just because you were good in high school, dude. Lots of people could be good in high school.
And lots of people aren't going to go on to the NFL. So I understand some kids, it's probably huge benefit. Like they get some money, help them out. That part I totally get. It's like the ones that just let it go to their head. I don't know how you make it not go to their head.
That's the thing. How do you make it work? I don't know the answer to that. And clearly no one does, because they basically, college is like, okay, I guess y'all can get paid. And then now they're trying to make up rules.
Well, I think the market will just figure itself out like it always does, right? You're going to end up figuring out, like, we can't afford to pay all these players this much money. And I feel like if you are a lineman or a different position on the team and you're seeing these people coming in as freshmen or as a rookie and you're getting more money, it's like, how? I mean, it would be very disheartening, and also it would be upsetting, right?
Yeah. Like,
I've been playing for 5 years or 3 years, and you're coming in thinking that you deserve more than I do. Mm-hmm. And I'm the one that's going to protect your ass.
exactly.
Right?
I would
and
say
you think you're better than me.
If there's one group of people that a quarterback shouldn't be a diva to, it's his offensive line. That's the guys that you want to do everything for them. And if you got a big ass rookie contract, you get them a nice gift at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, I think Jalen Hurts was talking about like his first year. We're talking about some of the gifts people gave. He's like, you know, I was on my rookie deal. I wouldn't make that much money. So he gave them all like really cool Jordans, I think. And then the next year was like a Louis Vuitton bag or something. So it's like, you can still do nice, thoughtful things for people without it being like, Pat give his O-line like golf carts or whatever?
Yeah, personally. Yeah,
like, right. Like, okay, yeah, maybe you don't got Patrick Mahomes money, but you can still do nice things for them throughout the year for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about that, right? You have to like buy him dinner.
Exactly. Oh, I know. And so, it is funny when I hear the rookies talk about how they aren't the top 10 guys or whatever. And they're like, yeah, that's this dinner was like $40,000. That's a lot of money for me.
Yeah. I'd be like, and we're barbecuing hot dogs.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. So, real fast, because we got to wrap this up. We are having a live again on Friday. I wanted to basically plug it again. Yeah.
Right.
So, we have our first YouTube live on Friday at 6 p.m. and, Pacific time and 9 p.m. Eastern time, and bring your favorite cocktail. It's going to be very interactive. And like Annabelle said, it's safe for work questions only. So we will have our producer moderating the questions and make sure no one's asking anything inappropriately, because it's YouTube. Yeah. It's a family-friendly site.
And we want to answer your questions. We want to interact with you. So please just keep it safe, because we're not trying to get in trouble for this.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. And don't forget, you can find us at Spotify or Apple, and you can go to irrationalmoms.com and like, subscribe, and leave us a question or a comment. And Tris, I can't wait for your snacks on Friday.